Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
What does a life look like with God, in God, where you have trust in God without borders? Can you think about that personally? What does a life in God or with God look like where you have trust in God, a life without borders? What would that look like personally for you? Just kind of reflect on that for a moment. Hey, think about this. Are we currently living that type of life? Or are we holding on to our borders? Where are we at? Are you at a place in life right now where you feel like you are walking on water and you're just like, Lord, if you are not here to keep me above this water, I would certainly drown. Anybody ever feel like that? Amen. Have you ever felt like, or are you at a place right now where you feel like you are just keeping your head above the water, and if it's not for the sustaining grace of God, I would surely drown? Why would God allow us to be in such a place? You realize that everything that we go through in life, God is allowing it. And some people say, God, why did you bring this pain my way? It's not God that's directing and bringing certain things our way, but it is God allowing it to happen. Why would God allow you to go through whatever it is you're going through in your life right now? Just think about that. This is personal. Whatever you're experiencing in life right now, why would an all-knowing God, all-powerful God, all-loving God allow you to go through whatever it is you're going through? What is it that with him, he is trying to get out of this experience with you? Just pause and think about that for a moment. And as we go through the word today and later today, if you are standing by to watch people get baptized, I just want you to think about your personal life experiences. And do you still believe that God is with you? Or are you here today and you have experienced something so challenging that you almost feel as if your life is a little separate from God? Because how could God allow something like this to happen to me in my life? Where's our faith? And where's our connection with God? Pause and think about that for a moment. It's personal. This is personal. It's a personal walk with God. And so we've been in this sermon series, and I pray that you'll carry that thought wherever you are right now in your mind and thinking about your walk with God and the challenges that you may be experiencing. You may be at a point in life right now where you're not experiencing any challenges. Things are like, they're good right now. But do you realize that even if things are good, you are still walking on the water? Unless, I saw an image with Peter walking on the water and he had a rubber ducky around him, right? Just in case, Lord, you know, just in case. But I was going to say, unless you are one of those people that said, I am not getting out of the boat. But I believe this, that when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you are out of the boat. You have decided that I am leaving the safety of trusting myself with my life. And Lord, I can't even see you, but yet I'm going to step out in faith and depend on you with my life. Not just the life that I'm living here on this earth, but even when I die, I am trusting God that you will receive me into heaven. If you have made that decision, you are on the water. You're walking on the water. Now the question becomes, are you living life without borders, trusting God? And I believe this, that if there anything that the Lord wants to speak to us today is, I don't know if growing up, you know how your parents take the training wheels off of the bike? I don't know how many parents took one off. And they took the other one, And then some of us used to have that thing on the back of the bike that the parents can hold while you were going. And all of a sudden they start letting it go and you look back and you're doing it. And they're like, you got this. But you know that your parents are always there. So God now, and I believe, is challenging us. If you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, I believe that the Lord is challenging us to now, and I'm not talking about reckless faith. I'm talking about living life without borders, trusting God. So if you are here today and you are trying to hold on to everything that you so much rely on, I pray that today's message will challenge you little by little to start letting go of the things that you trust so much in that if not careful, you will trust that more than you trust God. And that's the platform, I believe, that we will share from today. So on one accord, so again, this message here is not dealing with us just being on one accord with one another, but on one accord with God. So we're going to kind of dig into this area. We'll see how far we can get dealing with the Holy Spirit. A lot of times we don't talk about the Holy Spirit, but we will dive into that today. So Acts 1:5 says this, and this is in the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. So Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He has already risen from the dead, and he says, for John baptized with water. But then he says, but in not many days from now, you shall be baptized with, or in other words, he says, you shall be placed in, or you shall be introduced into the Holy Spirit. In the Amplified Bible, this translation, it changes a little bit. And it says, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized, and it says, and you shall be empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. So there's two things that happen when we surrender our life to Jesus Christ. There's a whole lot of stuff that happens, but I want to pull something out of here. We enter into this relationship with God by his Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So that's where you say you shall be united with the Holy Spirit. But when you are united with the Holy Spirit, you are also empowered. And what happens is that for a lot of us as believers of Jesus Christ, we realize that we are united with God, but we're not walking in the empowerment of God. And that's the challenge I believe that the Lord wants to get us today. It is not enough just to say, I have a relationship with God and I'm just waiting for the Lord to carry me on home. What's that song, Oh Chariot, something like that. Just take me on home, Lord. Hold on, stop. The Holy Spirit responsibility is more than just ushering us to heaven when we die. There is a work that the Lord is asking us to do by the power or the ability of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of us are afraid of that word power because we're kind of like, well, like, what does that look like? And so sometimes we use the word by God's ability. And so the Lord wants to be united with you if you're giving your life to Jesus Christ, unite with you so that you and the Lord can do something together. God does not just want to be united so that we can just hang out. You know, we wake up in the morning time and we have our devotion with our coffee and we spend time with God. But we never ask the Lord, what do you want me to do today? God, by your might, by your power, by your ability, by your Spirit, God, lead and guide me. What is it that you want me to do? I'm grateful for this relationship that we have, but the only reason that we have this relationship is that so you and I together can do something. The Holy Spirit is not just here just to hang out with us. And if you're here today, or even if you're listening online, if you have limited the Holy Spirit to just a promise that when you die, you will go to heaven, that's not good. There is some things that God wants to do with you by the power of his Holy Spirit. And again, when we start talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, some of us start backing up because we picture things like, you know, people being healed of all these different things and these different miraculous things and fire coming down from heaven and all of that kind of stuff. If the Lord wants to use you in that way, praise the Lord. But do you realize that the Holy Spirit may just want to function through your life to lead someone else to Jesus Christ? Or that person that you keep wanting to talk to, the Holy Spirit wants to help you talk to them. Or when you read the Bible and you're not getting understanding, the Holy Spirit wants to come alongside of you and help you. I'll just say it this way. We need to stop living our life without the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are some, maybe nobody in here physically, so maybe I'm talking to you online, that literally are children of God, but are living a life as if God is way up there. When in fact, when you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came in here. And so Almighty God dwells within you. But we're treating him like the big man upstairs. How many times have you ever done something, or maybe not you, so I'll talk about me. So I was raised Catholic. And so I knew that when I was near a church, if I said something wrong, I needed to correct it. So if I was on church grounds and I slipped up and said a bad word, I would say, sorry, God. But do you know some of us are still doing that? Sorry, God. It's a reaction. Lord, help me. Where is he at? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, where is he at? He's in my heart. He rests and abides in the most deep part of my heart. The parts of my life where no one else can see, that's where God is at. Amen. And so I know it's a reaction. Even when we're praying and we're worshiping, right? How many of us, our heads go up? God, help me. And I understand it, right? The kingdom of God, help me. But wow, what if we spent more time in deep meditation and say, Lord, Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of me, help me. He's not a distant father. He is a very present help. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So that may cause some people to tremble. So when I do something wrong, you mean that he didn't leave? No, he didn't. He is a very present help. He is not leaving you. And for some people, you cannot kick God out. And if you're here today and you hit a point in your life like, God, I wish I could kick you out for just 5 minutes so I can tell this person off and then welcome you back in. Or so I can go do whatever it is. I said this before, he won't leave. So accept it and do the work that he has called you to do with him. Amen? Amen? So God is with you. So you give your life to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit comes and tabernacles with you and now says, are you ready to do some work? And many of us, if you first gave your life to Christ, you're like, yes, let's go, let's do this. I'm going to tell everybody about Jesus Christ. And the Lord says, yes. And then he says, but also, there's some work in you that I want to do. There's some work. There is some therapy that the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter, wants to do on the inside of us. Do you know that there are some of us that goes to see our counselor or our therapist and leave the Holy Spirit out in the lobby? God, by your Spirit, as I meet with this person to go through my therapeutic session, I am asking God by your Spirit that you will be right in the midst of it. God, I know they don't know you as Lord and Savior, but you are with me. And I need you to be a part of this process, God. Lord, as I go in for surgery, I need your spirit to be with me. Guide and your presence be in that place. Don't leave the Holy Spirit in the lobby. God, my marriage needs help by your spirit. Help me. God, I need to pass this test. Now, here's something that I realized. I don't know if it worked for y'all, but it didn't for me. I asked the Holy Spirit to help me to pass a test. I mean, like 100. Do y'all know what happened? I did not get 100. When I was enlisted in the Army, I wasn't good at shooting the M16. And I used to be on the range, and I can zero my weapon good. But when it came time to hit the targets, it wasn't so good. So y'all know what I did? God, you have the ability that even if I'm off, to cause this round to hit the target. I did not get sharpshooter. Yeah, I did. I passed. Thank you. So I got the little. I appreciate the encouragement. And so what I'm saying is that we can ask the Holy Spirit for help, but we need to do some work as well. Because faith, come on, y'all finish this. Faith without works is what? It's dead. It's dead. So this is not just, Lord, help me by your spirit. And that's what we do sometimes. God, help me, but I don't put in any work. He wants to come alongside of us to help us to do the work that we're supposed to do. Amen? Amen. So I want to dig a little bit into this area of talking about who the Holy Spirit is, the third person of the Godhead. So the Holy Spirit can speak to you. I wanted to almost ask a question and say, raise your hand. So don't raise your physical hand, just raise your spiritual hand. That means like within you, right? How many of you know that the Holy Spirit can speak to you? So you say, well, Pastor Will, does that mean that I can hear it like I can hear you right now? Maybe, but through an unction, the Holy Spirit can speak to you. And so in this example here, the apostles were looking to see if they can set apart Paul and Barnabas for a work. So they were praying and they were worshiping God. But the pieces that I want to pull out of here is that even in our worship experience, the Holy Spirit can speak to you. But sometimes we're not open to it. Have you ever stepped in it? If you haven't, I invite you to do this. That even as the praise team is singing, and whether you are a type of person that raise your hand, I know some people, you kind of like, I feel weird raising my hands. Okay, I'm a little bit more dramatic, right? Y'all see me with my hands and all that kind of stuff, right? So for me, it's just, you know. But I know some of you may be like, on the inside, so if we were to separate you out, like take your spirit man and your physical man apart, your spirit man is probably like this. But your physical man is like, almost as if you're standing at attention. Like if I raise my hand just a little bit, I don't know what we'd be thinking. Or if I just clap, or if they're singing and the Holy Spirit speaks to me something different and I open up my mouth and I say that, people are going to think I'm weird. The Holy Spirit at times can give you a melody in the midst of the worship experience that harmonizes with your personal life. This is the reason why I have an issue with certain songs in church where I've got to pay attention so much to the words that I can't connect with God. Worship songs and praise songs should be so easily sung that I can escape from this current space, go get whatever it is that I need to get from the kingdom of God, come back down, and then know how to deal with the situation in front of me. But some of us, we never ascend. We never go to a place where it's just us and God. Because we are so focused on the song. Or we are so focused on the singers. Don't raise your hand. Just raise it, your spiritual hand on the inside so I can't see it. How many of you, don't raise your hand. are so focused on the singers, the whole first song, that you don't even connect with God. Or looking around. You know, one of the reasons, besides the fact that I have to get up and preach, one of the reasons why I sit in the front is so that I don't see all of this. Oh, what they got on? Like, oh, that's interesting. Why do they keep checking their phone? They ain't been to church in a long time. Where their spouse at? Are they going through marital concerns? That little kid, they need to do something with that child. Oh my gosh, they did all these different things. Why are they wearing that in church? All of that. And this is the reason why sometimes we're like, just close your eyes. You know, closing our eyes is not this deep thing. It's so I can get rid of distractions. Listen, I am not worshiping to connect with you. I'm worshiping to connect with him. Now, if we happen to show up at the same place spiritually, praise the Lord. But for some of us, we are caught up in our, and I don't say flesh as this terrible thing, in our carnal nature, that the Holy Spirit cannot speak to us because we are so carnally minded. Which means that I'm allowing my flesh to lead the worship experience. And we never worship like Jesus said, that true worshipers are going to worship the Father in what? In spirit? Come on, what does that mean? And in truth. So you're telling me that it's not about, because the Samaritan woman was like, you know, y'all worship on this mountain and we worship. It's not about location. It's about my spirit. And God is challenging some of us that even in the midst of worship, even in the midst of prayer, even in the midst of fasting, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. God has something he wants to say to you in the midst of worship or prayer or fasting. He wants to talk to you. And I'll tell you this, if all of us in here heard what the Holy Spirit was speaking to us individually, I don't believe that the praise team would be able to go to the next song. That Alicia would say, hold on, stop right there. Don't go to the next song. Because the people in here are worshiping so loud that there's no need. We don't need the melody of the natural song. Because from our spirits being connected to the Holy Spirit, we have created our own song. Amen. And heaven is like, oh my gosh. And the ministering spirits who are called the angels are here. Do you realize that they are crying, holy, holy, holy? I believe there are moments in worship where what is taking place in heaven connects with our worship experience here. So if the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, then the Holy Spirit knows what's taking place in heaven and also knows what you need to experience today. But if I'm locking it down because I don't understand it or I'm not open to it, the Holy Spirit is like, have you ever been at the place where you had something you wanted to say to someone and you just kind of, but they talking to somebody else and you're kind of standing patiently to the side? Like, it almost feels like you're about to do double dutch type of, is it my moment to jump in? And then before you can even get to them, they leave. Can you imagine that in the midst of a worship experience, a prayer experience, whatever it is, that the Holy Spirit is standing there saying, man, as soon as they done playing around with just talking to themselves, I got something that I want to say. And the Holy Spirit is like, and then when the praise team leaves off, we sit down and we go back into our introverted selves. And what we just did is what the scripture says. We just quenched the Holy Spirit. And then we leave church and we get in our car and we turn the radio on. And not to something that's going to extend the worship experience, but something that's going to take us to a whole nother place. And somebody will say, how was church today? Well, you know, we got out early. They prayed for some dude going to Florida. We prayed for some little babies. The person says, well, what did the Lord say to you today in church? I don't know, but the dude, he just kept talking with his hands and he kept moving towards me and all of that. But I don't know. And the reason why I can't pick up on it is because I'm not spending enough time with God to recognize the voice of God. The only time that I have an interaction with God is on Sunday when I come to church. But each and every other day of the week, I am all of these other relationships I'm intertwined with. So when the Holy Spirit speaks with a still, small voice, I say that must not be you because you are God. And God, if you wanted my attention, then you need to burn a bush and allow the bush not to be consumed. Or it needs to be in an earthquake or something dramatic needs to happen. And God is saying, I'm not like that. I don't need to do that any longer. Why? Because if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, he says, I dwell on the inside of you. Why do I have to holler if I'm right there? You ever talk to somebody, why are you hollering at me? I'm right here. And God is saying, why do I always have to allow dramatic experiences to happen in your life to get your attention? So that goes back to what we were talking about. Why is God allowing certain things to happen? Is it that he's trying to get your attention? And God is saying, gotta stop living like this. It's not exhausting to him. It's not going to wear him out. But God is saying, we've got to stop meeting like this. You ever have family, the only time you get together is at a funeral? God is saying, we got to stop getting together just because a traumatic thing happened in your life. Can we just hang out? Can we just have a conversation? Can we just have a conversation? And why is it every time that you engage with me, it has to be something so dramatic? Can't we just have a conversation? That's where God wants us to be. But the way that we get to this place where we sense the Holy Spirit speaking to us is that I involve the Holy Spirit in my day-to-day. It's not me visiting the temple and then I go back into the marketplace. It is, even in the marketplace, we're hanging out. So that when I come to the temple, we've been together all week. I'll say this final thing. If God seems unfamiliar to you and you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, God is speaking to you today. If God feels unfamiliar, as if you really don't know him, but you know that you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you know that you're a believer in Jesus Christ, but you feel kind of like he's an uncle that only show up every once in a while. He is not that. And he wants to be so present. Scripture seems very dramatic because they're about to send people off. God is saying it don't always have to be in the dramatic. What should I eat today, Lord? What should I wear today? God, how should I talk to this person? What time should I go to bed? Help me, God. I don't know what to do. by your Spirit. And this is what I'm inviting us to do. If your prayers to God seems as if it is like you're praying to a God, like I think some of us picture God as Zeus. Y'all know what I'm talking about? With like a... Start praying, God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, reveal to me by your Spirit. And you still end it in Jesus' name. God, by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. That's if it's feeling a little distance. On purpose, incorporate what you are saying to God with the Holy Spirit. Because what you're doing is opening up your heart for the Holy Spirit to begin to move in your life. I believe in Jesus. He died for me. I believe in God. Pastor Will, I'm having an issue with this whole thing, this Spirit thing. I'm inviting you to begin to invite the Holy Spirit to move in your life. Amen? Amen. Even Jesus had the Holy Spirit moving in his life. After he was baptized, it said that he was led by what? The Spirit into the wilderness. And he speaks to the disciples so much about the Holy Spirit. Why are some of us leaving that part of the Godhead out? Amen? Amen. So I invite us to include it if you currently don't. And I'm saying this, if it seems as if you are leaving the Holy Spirit out of the relationship, invite the Holy Spirit to be a part of that. God, I need your help as I'm going through this situation. So I am asking that by your Spirit that you will, in Jesus' name. And in your prayer, and I'm not, please don't do this as a check the box thing. Dag, I forgot to say by your Spirit. I guess you didn't hear me. Don't do that. It becomes religious. It becomes religious. Well, do I have to say in Jesus' name? Or do I have to say in his name? Well, whose authority are you praying in? That's the reason why we add in Jesus' name. But don't become religious with it. The Lord's Prayer is not a prayer that we just pray. It's just an example. But some of us are using, I don't know what else to say. So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I don't know how to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I don't know how to pray on earth as it is in heaven. But we never look at that to say, okay, hold on, but what were God, Jesus, what were you teaching us in that prayer? And we're using prayers as formulas rather than praying in relationship. Amen? Amen? So look, I'll tell you guys this. I have probably like 30 more slides that I can't get to today. But I hope with this little bit that you were able to hear what it is that the Lord is speaking to you. Amen. And if you were distracted, this service is being live streamed so you can go back and listen to it. But here it is. Include the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, which Jesus says, I'm leaving, but God is sending another. So Jesus left, God sent the Holy Spirit. So when we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and walk with us. Don't leave the Holy Spirit out. No, that was a strong word. I encourage you not to leave the Holy Spirit out of your walk with God. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.